Hearing is conditional use number 2423, Jennifer C. Attix.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a commercial kitchen to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.01 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Calhoun Road, which is Sussex County Route 621, approximately 0.8 miles south of Shawnee Road, which is Route 36. The 911 address is 7485 Calhoun Road, Milford, and the tax parcel ID is District 130, Map 6, Parcel 94.02, submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of architectural plans, we have a copy of a site plan, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. I would note that we have received one written letter in support, and we received one written letter with comments requesting a fence from a neighbouring property. And that's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hi. Good afternoon. I'm Jennifer Attix. I live on the property, 7485 Calhoun Road. First of all, thank you so much for taking the time to hear about why I would like you to approve my conditional use application to put a commercial kitchen in my garage. I've been a massage therapist in our great state for the past 18 years, and honestly, my hands and body are starting to wear out. I need and want to change careers because of the health of my body, because massage is a strenuous business. Also, I don't want to be dependent on the government to support me and my daughter due to my needing to quit a very rewarding career in massage. I will continue to support myself and my daughter by opening up this new and hopefully very helpful and successful business. My 10-year-old daughter and I suffered a great tragedy back in September of 21 with the death of her father, my husband of almost 19 years, Noah Attix. My heart and my body are telling me that I need to do something different concerning my career. My husband and I always had family and friends over for meals and would cook together. I haven't done much of that since his passing because it's very difficult, as you can imagine. By my starting this meal prep, takeout food business called the Kitchen Coop, because I live on a farm, I feel like it is a way that I can still feed people, which is a passion of mine, and also honor the memory of him. The concept for my new business, the Kitchen Coop, is a very simple one. A menu will be posted on social media with a link to click on to order. There will be sign-up slots under what I am serving. People will sign up, pay, then there will be a pickup day and time. We will not be offering any dining in. It will be takeout only. Hopefully you all will be participants of some of our good food that we're going to bring to you. Lots of people have to work and they don't have time to cook. They hate to cook or they just don't want to. And that's where the Kitchen Coop will come in and hopefully be a huge help to families in our community. The property that adjoins mine is owned by a relative, my aunt. There are no houses around my property, just an equipment shed and fields. We will not be putting up any new lighting, but even if we did, it shouldn't be a bother to anyone since my house is the only one located on the property. We currently have a fence contract signed by myself and the adjoining property owner, my aunt. We will be putting up a fence between the driveway and the driveway next to mine per her request. We already have a contract signed and I believe it's on record. If not, I have a copy here. I recently received my approval to construct from the Board of Health. They have signed off on my site plans, commercial equipment, and materials that are being used to build my new commercial kitchen. As this is a new business, I have not yet started operation. I am not sure of the number of employees that I will be hiring. In this beginning phase, it will be a family-operated business. If I had to give information about future employee hires non-related, I would estimate that I would be hiring 3 to 4 additional employees. Again, as this is a new business, I am not certain of the amount of customers per day. In the beginning, I will be offering a limited menu and will be working on Mondays, as I will still be doing massage until this business takes off. I would assume that I can have as many as 50 to 100 meals prepared on this one day. Some of the meals will be family size, which will serve 2 to 4 people, and the other meals will be individual portions. I would like to say that I will have no more than 25 to 30 vehicles up to my business per day, but they will have assigned pickup times. I have a very good sized driveway and property with plenty of parking for customers, and I can also utilize parking behind my garage. In finality, I also have a signed letter of support from Senator Dave Wilson. He believes in me and the service I will be offering. Hopefully you also will believe in me and my new business endeavor. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
Yes, sir.
So you're asking for an acre. Now, is that what you do you own the former chicken house as well?
No, sir.
No. So your property consists of the driveway?
There are two separate driveways. I own one and the other one is owned by my
nephew. Oh, okay, I got you. You know, I just went out there today. I knew that. Thank you.
It's okay. We're putting up a fence between both driveways.
I was probably the one that was in your way when you were trying to pull in there earlier today.
That was you, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I asked my mom, I said, who is that gentleman stalking us? No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to take a picture. Yes, I thought, I'm not going
to
take a picture.
No, we'll be putting up a fence in between so as not to disturb my aunt's property. So, and it'll go the full way of the, from the, where the driveway is.
So where is the additional parking potential?
We have parking. We're going to be, I don't know how to use this. This is brand new technology. Do I use this? All right. So here's my driveway with the little hand. Back here, we're going to put millings down. It looks bigger than it is on the TV. You can come and eat food and look at it for yourself when I get open. And then we're going to put millings down here for people to park, and there should be ample space for people to turn around and go out the driveway. We also can possibly put, we're considering putting millings back here in the back of the garage, the proposed kitchen. This is going in my garage, by the way. I didn't mention that. I'm sorry. So this is my garage, and there's parking here, and the door is right around the side.
Perfect. That looks good. I don't have any other questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Ms. Wingate?
I think you covered the times just because we need to have that on the record.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. I don't have any other questions.
Thank you. Mayor?
Just for the record, do you plan to stagger your pickups?
Yes, sir. There'll be timed pickups, yes, sir. Okay. I had stated that earlier.
Okay. I missed that. I'm sorry. That's all I've got.
Okay. All right. Staff, anything?
None from me, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
None from me, thank you.
Counselor?
State again, I'm sorry, the hours,
what did I say? Well, not including cooking hours, because I'll just be there.
Yeah.
Okay, but my pickup, I would like to imagine they would be between 3 and 6 p.m.
Okay.
And I work 3 days a week now doing massage. I'm thinking this is probably going to eventually be a 3 to 4 day work week for me.
What about a sign? Would you like to have a sign? You can request a sign that's basically the size of a sheet of plywood, 4 by 8, 32 square feet.
You know what one of my relatives wants to do is we have the silos there, and he was suggesting painting one of the silos the kitchen coop on it. I don't know if we'll do that, but I'm not sure about a sign, but thank you for your consideration.
Okay.
I have run my massage office out of the garage for the last 10 years.
Okay.
And I've never had a sign because I didn't want anybody up at my property for the wrong reasons.
Sure, okay. Sounds good.
Just one other question, just so I'm clear. We talked about the fence. Is the fence going between those two driveways? Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I just have a comment for you, just so that you're not blindsided by this. If this conditional use is approved, you will still have to go through the commercial site plan process. I don't know if anybody's spoken with you about that.
Yes, sir.
You're good? Okay, because there's a whole bunch of people who are going to be interested in what you're getting ready to do.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, then. Well, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2423, Jennifer C. Addix? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Okay, come on up.
My name is Donna Calhoun. I'm the relative next door, and I'm in favor, and we did settle the fence, but I'm here just to make sure it was on record that there was a fence put between our property because there's vehicles that use my driveway now. And it's an old tar and chip and wear and tear, so delivery trucks, things like that that may show up for this future business is going to do damage. So I think we've settled it, and just needed it to be on record.
That's all.
Thank you.
You are on the record.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Okay. Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2423, Jennifer C. Addix?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, no one on the line wishes to speak.
All right. Thank you, operator. Commissioners, any further questions, comments? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.